From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says the latest numbers from the Commerce Department are further evidence that the recession may be coming to an end. Economic activity slowed at an annual pace of only 1% in the second quarter, a much better showing than in the first quarter. But in his weekly address today, the president cautioned against expecting a quick rebound. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
Even bad news can seem relatively good if it's not as bad as you were bracing for. Mr. Obama acknowledged that encouraging economic data is little comfort for the growing number of Americans who are still out of work. But he says the new numbers are a sign the economy's starting to turn around.
This means that eventually businesses will start growing and hiring again. And that's when it will really feel like a recovery to the American people.
Mr. Obama will have more to say about the economy this coming week when he makes his second presidential visit to Elkhart, Indiana, a manufacturing center where the unemployment rate remains stubbornly high. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A new GI Bill has taken effect today. It includes comprehensive education benefits for military veterans. NPR's Claudio Sanchez has details.
The original GI Bill was signed into law by President Franklin D. Roosevelt in 1944, 2 weeks after D-Day. At a cost of $14.5 billion, it helped more than half of the 15 million World War II veterans attend college. The new GI Bill will pay out $78 billion over the next 10 years, the most significant increase in veterans' educational benefits since the Vietnam War. It provides full tuition and fees for 4 years at an in-state public college or just as much at a private college. There's also a housing stipend and up to $1,000 for books. National Guard and Reserve members who spend at least 3 months in Iraq or Afghanistan are also eligible. The Veterans Administration expects nearly 500,000 veterans to attend college this fall, a 30% increase from last year. On Monday, President Obama will join veterans groups at a rally to commemorate the event. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
Police in Malaysia fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse thousands of demonstrators who were protesting a law that allows people to be detained without trial. Chad Bouchard reports from Jakarta.
At least 10,000 protesters gathered and marched from Kuala Lumpur's main mosque and a shopping mall. Police had warned against the rally and arrested 150 protesters before the march began. Riot police later clashed with hundreds of the demonstrators. The rally was led by supporters of the country's main opposition party, who demanded that the government rescind a law allowing those considered to be a security threat to be detained without a trial. The law was instituted decades ago when Malaysia was under British colonial rule. Human rights groups say at least 17 people are being detained under the law, some due to their political views and some due to alleged links with militants. For NPR News, I'm Chad Bouchard in Jakarta.
This is NPR News from Washington. Roadside bomb blasts in southern Afghanistan have killed 3 American troops today, and a French soldier was killed and 2 others wounded during a clash with insurgents north of Kabul. The latest violence follows a pledge by the Taliban to disrupt the upcoming presidential election in Afghanistan. Iran's state television says 3 American tourists have been arrested after crossing into that country from northern Iraq. The State Department has asked Swiss diplomats for assistance in confirming the report. A mass trial of more than 100 opposition activists has begun in Iran. They're accused of trying to discredit the country's disputed presidential election. The BBC's Kasra Naji has more.
The first session of the trial is now over, and it's not clear when the next session will be held. Pro-government news agencies have been reporting what they say are the confessions of some of the leading reformists who have allegedly accepted the charge of treason in the court. The authorities appear to be hoping that the trial will intimidate the opposition into silence, putting an end to weeks of street unrest throughout the country. But the biggest reformist party, Musharakat, says the short trial is the latest stage of what it describes as a coup d'etat by the hardliners.
The BBC's Kasra Naji reporting. In Thailand today, 11 people competed in an effort to break the Guinness record for the world's loudest scream. There was a warm-up before the final event.
1, 2, 3!
A man from Russia let loose with the loudest shriek at nearly 117 decibels, about the sound of a loud rock concert, but that was well short of the record of 129 decibels set by a British woman. Her scream was loud enough to be right at the threshold of pain. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.